HISTCHICK on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio this morning. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, partly cloudy, temperature in the lower 80s. Tomorrow, sunny, lower 80s. Saturday and Sunday look nice, sunny in the mid-80s. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. News out of Norfolk. Norfolk resident and NPR correspondent Ann Garrels has passed away. Well-known Norfolk resident and correspondent, of course, for NPR, heard here on Robin Hood Radio, passed away Wednesday at her home, 71. She covered the former Soviet Union and war zones around the globe, and her voice was recognizable to all National Public Radio listeners. New York Star benefit checks are arriving for many New York homeowners. The waning days of August and the start of September bring fury back-to-school send-offs and the arrival of Household Star benefits. School property taxes come due in the fall or winter every year. Depending on the household's location, the state's Star benefit in the form of exemption reflected on a school's property tax bill or a credit that comes as a check gives eligible homeowners a break on those annual costs. Most New Yorkers will have received their bills and or Star checks over the last few weeks or so, but are coming before the end of the year. The program is different from the one that homeowner tax rebate credit that many New Yorkers received earlier this summer. Those checks are still being mailed out as well, according to the state's Department of Taxation and Finance. If you get a Star exemption, it would be reflected in your tax bill, which could appear anywhere from late August to December, depending on where you live. If you receive a Star credit check instead, you may have already gotten one in recent weeks. If not, you'll be getting one soon in most regions of the state. Massachusetts municipalities and food banks will collectively receive 5 million at-home COVID-19 rapid tests to distribute to Bay Staters this fall, according to the Baker administration. State government will steer 3.5 million tests to cities and towns, which will then be able to make the tests available to residents, and food banks will also gain access to 1.5 million tests intended for the vulnerable population they serve. City and towns can also seek personal protective equipment such as KN95 and surgical masks from the state, according to the Baker administration. Municipalities can request PPE and tests through September 16th, and the Baker administration expects shipments will arrive before mid-October, according to officials. Metro North has some changes about. Metro North Railroad announced train riders traveling by bus between Wasaic and Southeast stations with a transfer to trains at Southeast starting Monday, September 12th. And ending November 20th, riders are advised to allow for additional hour of travel time. For more information, on the web, new.mta.info/alerts.nbsp. Region 1 Board of Education meeting is coming up on Monday at 6:30. It's a Zoom meeting. It'll be held at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. For the meeting ID and location, go to the Region 1 website. The Energy Environment Commission in Sharon has a meeting set for tonight at 5 o'clock. The Sewer and Water Commission has canceled their meeting for tonight. In Cornwall this weekend, it's the Cornwall Agricultural Fair. That comes up September 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The 30th annual fair will take place on the Cornwall Village Green from 10 till 4. Now, on Friday, September 9th, the book and tag sale at Noble Horizons presents Early Birds from 8 to 9, $10 admission. And then on Friday from 9 to 2, there's free admission. That book and tag sale at Noble Horizons is back on Saturday from 9 till 2. With free admission. Noble Horizons is located on 17 Cobble Road in Salisbury. More information at noblehorizons.org. North Canaan Post Office is hosting an area-wide job fair on Saturday at the North Canaan Post Office, 9 Church Street in North Canaan. They're offering extra support for those interested in a postal career. The four-hour job fair aims to fill immediate openings for rural carrier and retail associates, offering applicants a chance to learn more about career and part-time opportunities at the post office. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. That's where you'll find a nightly dinner special, a tapas menu, a regular menu. Interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,581.28. The NASDAQ, 11,791.90. And the S&P 500 at 3979.87. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.